Let's be real for a second. Things are kind of wild right now. In our communities and around the world, the response and reaction to coronavirus and COVID-19 is unlike anything most of us have ever experienced in our lifetimes. For some, it's really inconvenient and frustrating, and for others, it's heartbreaking and tragic. It's not an easy time for anyone. And here we are. We find ourselves in the midst of it, called to be the church and asked not to go near each other. We're in the middle of a season on the church calendar called Lent. It's the 40 days leading up to Easter Sunday. We've been having some conversation here about some things Jesus never said. For instance, Jesus never said, "Whoever does the will of my Father will always get the best parking spots." He also never said, "If you lose your life for my sake, you will always look great in your bathing suit." I've done some digging and it turns out that Jesus never promised that you would always be healthy, wealthy, and free of pain. Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of John chapter 16, and in it, Jesus is telling his disciples about what is going to happen to him. Up to this point, he hasn't been super clear with them about what his plan to conquer sin was going to look like, and right here, he lays it all out. He tells them that he is going to die. In verse 20, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices." He goes on just a few verses later to say, "In this world you will have trouble." He does not say, "You're gonna crush it. You're always gonna keep that Wi-Fi connection on your phone. You're never gonna lose your job. Your girlfriend is never gonna break up with you." No, he says, "In this world you will have trouble." Pain is a promise. Struggle is certain, and suffering in this world is inevitable. Welcome to the Common Table, where we bring that preaching that just makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Some of you here right now are in the middle of a difficult season. Probably a lot of you. You might be feeling lonely, struggling with anxiety, battling depression, or hurting financially. Maybe the pressure to perform at work is unbearable. Where there's just more to do than is humanly possible, and it seems like no one understands. Where is God in all of this? Why does God allow us to feel such deep hurt? I want to be clear here that I do not believe that God causes bad things to happen to anyone. I do not believe that God wields pain and suffering to punish people for wrongdoing. The hurt that we experience is the result of existing in a broken world. However, I also believe that God can redeem pain and suffering to do some pretty amazing things in our lives and in our world. First, God will use the trouble, trials, and hardships that we face to strengthen and prove our faith. You've probably heard 1 Peter 1:6. It says, "So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine." Now let me give you some context. This epistle was likely written between 60 and 65 AD when Nero was emperor of Rome, and he was brutal to the followers of Jesus in that time. When captured, he covered them in animal skins and fed them to hungry dogs. He would cover them in wax and burn them like candles in his garden. Now, I know that's very graphic, but I want you to listen to what Peter said again. "So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead." Enduring trials like that reveals a deep and genuine faith and prepares us for what God has in store for us. Now, we may not be physically tortured for being Christians anymore, at least not in the US, but we don't rank grief and suffering either. The trials you are experiencing right now are just as painful for you. As hard as they are, going through them will make you stronger. God will use the suffering you experience to prepare you for purpose. This probably won't be news to anyone here, but ease and comfort never make you stronger. When was the last time you thought, "I really need to make a budget and start saving," but you had plenty of money? When's the last time you said, "I should probably see a therapist because my life is going exactly the way I planned"? Our muscles don't get stronger by walking into a gym. What increases strength? Resistance. In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, we hear these words. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. In other words, there will be good days, but it is in the trials and the pain that we experience that prepare us to revel in those good days and withstand the next trial. Suffering does not weaken your faith, it makes it stronger. Remind yourself, it's not just pain, it's preparation. There is hope in the midst of our pain. This is the wonderful message of Jesus. No matter what you are experiencing, no matter what you are going through, in Christ, we find peace. Remember that verse from John, the one that we read earlier? The one where Jesus said, in this world there will be suffering? Well, that was just the first half. Let me read you the whole thing. It says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. In just a few weeks, we will celebrate Easter and celebrate that through Jesus' death and resurrection, that pain and suffering have been defeated. In this world, we will have trouble, but we were not made for this world. We are built to live like Jesus lived, caring for each other, reaching out to those in need, and loving the world around us as extravagantly as we can. Perhaps the pain and trials that we experience are preparing us to do just that. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you that when we gather in this way as the church, that you are here with us. God, times are hard right now. Life is different for a lot of people. I pray that in the midst of that difference, we can cling to that hope that comes from you. Each of us experiences our own trials, our own pain, and it's easy to think that we are alone in that, God. Help us to remember that we are not alone. We are surrounded by a community that also hurts, but that we can join in that together and look to the hope that comes from you. And in the strength we find in you, we can lift each other up, encourage one another, support one another, and make our communities stronger in the midst of the pain and the heartache that we experience, God. Thank you so much for your presence in this world, which allows us to be together and to work together, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.